you know, when it comes to our environment, we all want a beautiful world in which to live. And of course, we're living in a time when there's a lot of regulations, a lot of policies, and it seems like nobody's really happy. But we've got some good information to share about that with Drew Johnson from the National Center for Public Policy to talk about some of the regulations and EPA headlines that we see, just so that we have a better understanding of how it all fits and impacts our lives on a daily basis. Good morning, Drew Johnson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are so happy to have you on because a lot of this stuff, it seems very complicated when we talk about methane emissions, regulations. One side says this is great. One side says this is awful. Kind of help us understand what we need to know.
Absolutely. So President Trump's getting beat up on for rolling back a methane emission regulation. But the good news for all of us who want cleaner air and a better environment is that basically all this is doing is reducing duplicative red tape. So there are regulations that do the same thing two or three times right now on drilling and rigs and things like that. And all it does is make it to where it's streamlined. And the really exciting thing or interesting thing to me as a policy researcher is in the last 30 years, natural gas, and most of this is natural gas related, less with oil, there have been 50% more natural gas coming out of our land, but methane emissions have actually decreased 15%. So, the regulations are sort of taking care of themselves because methane is valuable, and these companies want to catch it.
And yet, whenever you hear that some regulation is being rolled back, there's a fear that that's going to increase pollution. You bring a perspective that most of us don't even know is how redundant certain regulations already are. The proof is in the numbers right here, it looks like.
Yeah, it really seems like it. I mean, we were actually breathing the cleanest air right now since the Industrial Revolution began in the United States. And every year things are getting better. So sort of back to the Louis Armstrong song, it seems like things are getting better and more beautiful. And it's government regulations have their place. But there's a real incentive for these energy companies because they know that we as customers don't want a bad environment. So they've spent a lot of money, actually, which I'll applaud them for. I mean, they get beat up quite a bit. And sometimes they deserve it, but they've spent billions of dollars trying to make things cleaner, the air cleaner, the water cleaner, and it's really paid off. So, there's a place for regulations, but at some point they get too burdensome, waste money and time, and really they start taking money that that these companies could use to make things better and just throw away towards unnecessary red tape.
Yeah. Drew, fantastic way of describing that, because I think if you listen to certain reports that we are not breathing healthy air and what we live in is not great. So it certainly everything could be better. The next day could be better than today. Is there anything that we as consumers can do maybe in our homes and or when we're looking to buy maybe vehicles or appliances or anything like that, that what can you tell us to arm ourselves with more knowledge to continue to help make sure that we have clean, healthy air to breathe?
I think the most important thing you could do is just let the companies that you buy products from know that you care about it and that you will go to the next company over to buy your car, or to buy your appliances or whatever. And that sort of competition to be the greenest is a very real thing. And as a result, every car we drive today is cleaner. Every refrigerator or appliance we use is cleaner. So I think just the pressure of the dollar from us as consumers has been very effective and will continue to be.
And so this rollback was actually proposed by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, because they too saw the redundancy in some of the regulations that were already in place?
That's right. So it's kind of funny. The people in charge of protecting the environment actually saw, we've got two different rules, and then we also have a bunch of state regulations as well. And if we just streamline that and make it so that these companies that are, you know, that are producing natural gas don't have to make three different lists to accomplish the same thing. They'll be better off, and it'll make more sense. And basically, that's what they've done. So, you know, I think the administration is catching some heat for this, but just know that, you know, the air we breathe won't be any worse off because of it.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming on Palmetto Mornings, Drew, to really kind of lay that out and explain, because it does seem, based on some of the reports and headlines, that it was horrible and bad, and you know, the everyone's going to be furious and angry, in which they are. But it is interesting that taking the time to explain it like that to us, that's a huge deal. And education is key, absolutely, for sure. All right, Drew Johnson again with the National Center for Public Policy. Drew, thank you so much for educating us on this Friday morning here on Palmetto Mornings.
Thanks for having me on. Check us out at nationalcenter.org.
Awesome. Thanks, Drew.